Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Marquez.
I'm Sarah C, and I was not born next week. I was born in 2 weeks. I got my birthday wrong. I announce my birthday's next week. It is not. I see. I'm already thinking in like Vanderpump dates. Like, so I'm already ahead in my mind of the Valley premiere, and I'm like, yeah, I'm already there. I'm at the party, and next week's my birthday. No, next week is the Valley premiere, and the week after Tuesday is my birthday.
I mean, you guys
have plenty of time to shop.
But like, for my birthday, I like to make it like a month-long thing. So we will celebrate at all of these things.
Yeah, always a month.
Yeah.
I used to send out reminder cards, like literally would mail them. But I guess we could do that. Yeah, I have stamps. I can't get rid of them. It's just gonna help that it, like, people still give them to me as well. I'm like, I have enough stamps.
I love this stamp idea.
I would literally got the big fat roll of like 50.
Oh, like if someone gave me that as a gift, I'd be like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Baller money when you can have 50 stamps. I was like, god, that's so expensive.
Yeah.
Now it really is.
Seriously.
I literally still have the Snoopy stamps. I know we talked about this on a podcast like 2 years ago. I still have them. So, so breaking news. What did you think of that screenshot I just sent you?
Okay, so I read that, and I can't believe that this guy would really write the things that I've been seeing him write. Like, he's been writing some
very off-brand.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems like very even-tempered. Unhinged. Yeah, just like a regular man. I don't know.
Do you think it's like a Don Gunvalson IG account?
Maybe. I feel like we should read it because it's like so interesting.
But okay. Yeah, he had an unhinged one before. Remember commented on it?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe this is a fake one. It doesn't have a blue check, but nobody does these days. Okay, so you guys, this is about Nick Elaine.
Yes.
Go ahead and read it.
Okay. We have two amazing dogs that we have adopted through Vanderpump Dogs. It is made very clear that if for any reason you can no longer care for your dog, you can call the center and they will take the dog back, no questions asked.
Okay, wait, before you continue.
Yeah.
Raquel didn't get Graham at Vanderpump Dogs. I remember that season. It's like, oh, she's like, even though you didn't get him here because it was a gift from her parents, they got him chipped there later on, but she didn't adopt Graham from Vanderpump Dogs. I thought most people knew that. Clearly not. Sorry, go on.
Yes, clearly not. And also, they did not give James that spiel when he took off with Graham the day that Lisa gave it to him.
Right?
So that was not made very clear, Nick Elaine. Okay. It seems you care only about yourself and what people would say, which is why you tried to give the dog away secretly. I'm sorry, but I had never met Graham before, and I personally flew him out to hand him over to James, spending the entire day flying with him, and also spending the night with him in my room. This is not an aggressive dog. He was scared, and I'm sure felt abandoned, probably for a long time under your supervision. When a dog doesn't feel love or security, they will lash out. You gave him up because he did not fit your lifestyle. End of story. And how dare you try to portray Lisa as a person who would use a dog for a storyline? Do you even know or understand what she's done for dogs? You need to stop and think before you continue down this road of trying to make everyone at fault for your shortcomings.
Okay, it's not Nick Elaine. There's no way.
There's no way.
Okay, hole after hole. He slept in my hotel room. Well, why would he sleep in your hotel room when James was already reunited with him at Vanderpump Dogs? And he just couldn't get on the commercial flight because it was too late. So that doesn't make any sense. And then, so the whole scene of Graham on the private jet with Ken snoring away and Lisa is fake. So you're calling Lisa fake. And in for a TV scene, what you're accusing Raquel of doing. So not, there's no way. It's Nicolene. So internet troll, get your facts straight. You got three things wrong here, yeah, at least. So you guys don't believe it. I'm going to go search out Nicolene's actual... Oh, it's probably... They probably just changed their name. It's probably if you click on this handle.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, it's still... It's kind of funny, like, to post yeah. something, like, as Nicolene. But, yeah, there's just no way.
Yeah, James is going to, like... Could you just watch Graham tonight, even though I just was reunited with him?
Yeah.
I'd love him to stay in Nicolene's room. Like, you got the whole thing wrong. This is just insulting.
And I really doubt that Lisa's like, hey, Nick, can you go fetch Graham? You know? Like, what?
Oh, wait. Four things wrong, because they also didn't get adopted. Yeah, the whole story's wrong, you guys. Don't believe it.
I was very flattered.
We're gonna talk about the Valley trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The mid-season trailer for Vanderpump Rules. We kind of already talked about Rachel's podcast on the last one, but basically I did think it was really gross, her conversation with Lisa, and then Lisa making the statement to the press, if you don't want your porn tape to get out, don't send it to your best friend's boyfriend. Okay. She didn't make a porn tape. She was recorded without her consent. She didn't send it anywhere. That's disgusting. Lisa is still the same old school male defender, sympathizer. She's the woman who, like, would defend the wife beater and be like, well, what did she do to deserve it? Or, like Raquel said, you know, she's the woman that's going to be like, well, she was wearing booty shorts just for it. Like, it's disgusting.
It is.
It's... Even if Raquel did make an actual porn tape and send it out herself, a 70-year-old woman doesn't need to be out there making these kind of statements.
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, come on. It's gross.
It is. It's really, it's just so disappointing.
Oh, shit. You're muted. How did you get muted? It's weird. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, so it's speakers muted, and I'm like clicking, and it wouldn't unstick. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, did she hang up, or did she go for a walk? And then I'm like, I think I'm talking to myself.
Well, I was wondering because I was saying something, and then you said something, and I was like, oh.
I like kept talking over you. Yeah, I couldn't hear you. You're like, that's how it's gonna be, huh? I'm more important. Sorry. I didn't know. I did think, I'm like, it seems like I'm going on for a while. That's on my phone box.
That's hilarious.
And then I'm like, hello? So, clearly. Okay, yeah, I was upset about the Lisa's, yeah.
Yeah, it's so disappointing how, like, if I was her and I read back, like, the quote that I made about that, I would be so... I would, like, issue an apology statement. I would be like, I can't believe that I said that. Sorry. But she can't because she still has to protect people.
It's so gross. It's so, you know, it's decades ago. It's that male, oof, you know, but that's her. She always does it. She excuses James. She excuses Jax. Now she's on to excusing Sandoval. And
you know, when people used to say that, I used to kind of like think like, oh, you know, but it's like kind of like what Katie said earlier. It's like it's repeated behavior. Repeated.
Yeah, which made it a little more interesting when Rachel said on her podcast that she thought, oh, she just doesn't know better. And then she goes, but then I talked to someone and they said, oh, no, she knows exactly what she's doing. This is her propaganda to try and make headlines and change the narrative and the viewpoint of the public if she throws all this out there. Lisa is very calculated. Mm-hmm. She always has been trying to get everyone to do her dirty work.
Yes.
Yuck.
I know.
The other yuck thing, not VPR related, but I gotta feel bad for Shannon Bedore.
Oh.
I mean, she's supposed to go to the Spago Oscars party, her and Vicky. Vicky went, Shannon did not go. I guess there's reports of her like being upset and because she found out Alexis Bellino and John Jansen were also going, and that would be difficult. So, the guy that she protected so hard because he's got a real career and he needs to be protected from this spotlight, and he can't get enough of the spotlight. It's gross.
Yeah. Oof. I know, but I saw those pictures and I was like, oh boy.
But it seems like it's going to make OC pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Oh, Lisa's pushing TomTom merch. And not only is she pushing this merch a little too little too late, she's using the same like rhinestones and the rainbow rhinestone. Like everybody associates that pattern with Sandoval. Like, wouldn't you take this opportunity to maybe rebrand a little bit?
Be yes, like, I would.
Got a fresh new look. No one's looking at that rhinestone thing and not thinking Sandoval.
It totally. I agree. I did want to say that I felt like it was super flattering that everyone has been asking where our Vanderpump recap was, because we put it out a little later than we normally do today because I was busy yesterday. I was at Disneyland. I have now moved into the golden child position in my family because my brother is losing his footing. And my mother bought me and my kids a Disneyland pass, which is
wow,
crazy. So we were at Disneyland yesterday and we went like
for the whole year.
Yes, like a frickin' pass. Like, oh my God. I'm talking $4.99 a piece.
Oh, shit.
It's like, I much rather would have just, like, taken the cash for that and not the, like, doing these Disney days with my kids, it's like, it is a labor of love. I enjoy it sometimes, but for the most part, I'm literally hauling all their stuff around, carrying everything. It's like, it's a lot of work. I'm not complaining, but it's not easy either.
Oh, totally.
Not to be like Sheena, but I'm going to make this about me a little bit. But I was laughing because I was like, oh, maybe I'll see the Vanderpump people there because I see them there quite often when I do have a pass. But, so we were sitting there yesterday getting ready to go on It's a Small World, and I see, you know, they have the little guides that you can pay to, you know, you get to cut in line and everything. And so I every single time I check because I know they're always with someone famous. And for once it paid off yesterday, and I'm like, Mom, like, I'm like, stand right here so I can get a picture of this. And I'm like, I that is a major actor. I cannot think of who it is right now, but it's someone. Freaking stand here and act like you're talking to me. And so my mom's like, what? And I'm like, Mom, just stand there. You know, so I'm like doing my little covert filming. It was freaking Bradley Cooper.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? So that was kind of fun.
Was he by himself or he have kids?
He was with his kid.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, but yeah, he was just like totally sitting there just chilling. I was like, oh, okay. That was fun.
I do not know how his movie was nominated for so many Oscars. Literally, it's not just me, my sister, my mother. I thought it would have been like, you know, I was like, oh, let's watch a movie. I'm like, oh, this is appropriate for her, like her era. Oh, no, it was so bad. We had to shut it off. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Really? It's funny because when I was like Wikipediaing him, trying to tell my mom, like, you know, to find something that she would know, she was like, oh, wasn't he just nominated or something? Like, she knew that, you know?
So, yeah. She would not like this movie either.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, all right. Anything else going on?
No.
So, kind of at a conundrum on the tables at Jax's. We're right in that in between. I only saw a couple people in the group. So it's not like the VPR premiere. In a way, that kind of seems nice. Let's just maybe small and intimate. Or do we want to see who else wants to come out? If you're listening, if you're dying to see the Valley premiere at Jax's, let us know.
I think that it's going to be a fun night. I think that everyone will be there. So if you have never come out to anything, again, like I feel like we repeat ourselves on this. It's very comfortable there. It's like, it's unlike any of the, you know, Vanderpump owned things. It's just nice. It's fun. We're a fun group of people. So if you are, you know, if you've been like, maybe I'll go, you should come.
Yeah. But if you want a guaranteed spot at a table, you have to let us know.
Yes.
Otherwise, you can come and just roam freely and take your chances.
Yeah, totally.
Because that's what we're trying to figure out.
Well, and I think, yes. Yeah, I agree. So.
Okay. Well, do you want to start with the mid-season trailer or the Valley trailer?
I want to start with the mid-season trailer.
Okay.
Of Vanderpump.
Schwartz says, Sandoval's not a trash person. He's a good person. He did a trash thing. And he's telling Ariana and Daniel. Like, Ariana says, like, as in, like, singular?
Okay,
wait. He just made one little mistake.
Yeah. A thing? Yeah. And then, yeah, Schwartz is in his platinum hair era. I can't wait.
Platinum is being very generous. It's more like yellow hair era. It's horrible. It's like a sunny side up egg. No, but like...
And speaking from experience, I know that color because it's very difficult to get to a platinum blonde from his hair color. And the beating that your hair takes while you're doing that is not one that I envy.
I, too, had that color. I had my friend send me to the best salon in Beverly Hills, Celebrity Salon. And I'm like, well, while I have the best, I might as well use this to go, like, blonde. So I go there. But, you know, because you have to do it in stages.
Yes.
But I was impatient.
And so they always... Yes, I know.
They did what they did, and I just wasn't satisfied because I had a certain result in mind. So I went home and I decided I could just lighten it more myself. So I do this once or twice. All of a sudden my hair is feeling like cotton candy. Oh. And like when I'm washing it, normally it'd be like two handfuls. And then there's like all of a sudden like empty handfuls. And I'm like, whoa, where'd my hair go? And then I'm like, then I was stuck with it. Cause I'm like, well, I can't fucking do any, I need to give it a break at least a week before I even try to darken it or something. Like I just need to give it a rest. And I'm walking, this is when I was in Santa Monica. I was walking up to Starbucks and my neighbor is like outside. I don't even know him. He's outside working on his car. Like maybe you give the occasional nod, but you don't even say hello.
Yeah.
You just like, yeah, I know you exist. And so I was walking and he's like, whoa. What happened with your hair? I'm like, I know, it's not the best. He's like, no. And I'm like, okay.
That's mean.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it was a lot better before. And I'm like, okay.
Sometimes and you just have to try it for yourself. Like, I always wanted to be blonde. And yeah, that was the same story that I would get at the hair salon. We'll get there. You got to hang in there, though. It's like, I don't want to hang in there. I want it now.
Well, like Kim Kardashian, we don't see her in the stages. We see her just show up as, and she has darker hair than any of us.
Yeah.
So how do they do it?
I just like was in denial about, like, I've always been obsessed with blonde hair. And I, you know, who else is heading in that direction? Daisy is obsessed with blonde hair. I can see that I'm going to have a problem with her. But
she's going to look cool, though, with brown eyes and blonde hair. I love that look.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, that's the thing is, like, sometimes your coloring with your eyes and your skin, it just goes better with your natural hair. And that's something you have to learn by doing it. So I learned that lesson. I still had fun, though.
She has, like, olive, right? Tanner. Like, I learned it with me because I have that fair Scandinavian and it just washed me out. I looked ruddy and red. And
yes.
Like, it's not for me. I'm definitely meant to have darker. But I think Daisy could pull it off.
I think she could too. And Ronnie has like a lot of, Ronnie's like has a ton of highlights, so she doesn't even count. But
All right. So Then we have the scene. The ladies seem to be at some kind of burlesque club. Now, at first I thought that was Sheena with the heart pasties on her boobs, but it's not, right?
No. And before that, did you see James pop out of, like, bubbles in a jacuzzi tub?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like, he's like, yay! And then, yeah, the girls are walking down the street, and it's like, yeah, we're the girls! And then, it goes to the burlesque scene. Did I share my burlesque story? I think I did. I'm wondering if they're at the burlesque show that I went to at the Beverly Center. It kind of looked like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, hmm.
Did they do a Vegas cast trip? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, here's one thing. I feel like this whole Tori thing is like Sheena trying to make Fetch happen. It's like, I feel like she concocted this whole thing. Like, you'll come in and you'll be my best friend and my ally and we'll get you on the show. And because it's like, she has her sing at her wedding. Oh, now she's her nanny. Oh, now she's dating Schwartz. Oh, now she's dating Katie. Like, I feel like it's just too much.
But again,
too much calculation.
But do you see how Sheena gets people on?
Yes.
You know, she's very selfless in that way. She gets them on.
I wonder if
Tori
is her backup dancer for one of her songs with the 27s.
It looked like there was like multiple kissing scenes. The girls kissing each other. Lots of kissing happening.
Hmm. Schwartz proposing a one-night stand to Katie, and she's like, no, thanks.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
I wrote, I know we aren't together. Maybe a one-night stand, and then I just put, ew.
Yeah. I feel like Katie said ew as well.
Yes. And then we have the scene where Sandoval's like, I would consider keeping the house if I had a roommate.
Oh, my God. Please, Schwartz, if you have, like, any hope at life left, do not.
Don't.
Do not.
Do it.
He would ruin his life.
Ruin it.
He would bulldoze it all over Schwartz. I feel like Schwartz needs space. Like, he needs his alone time. And Sandoval would just plow right through. And he has no respect.
No, for, not, yeah.
You know, anytime Schwartz said no or an idea, he just plows right over it. He doesn't care. Just like his boundaries of, like, don't bring Raquel over here anymore for your tryst. Don't send your love letters to my house. And he does it anyways because he doesn't care.
I feel like he would also, like, disrespect his plants.
Yeah. So it will be interesting to see what happens with that. Lala sees Daniel come out of the shower. She's like, ooh, look at your fine body. And then Sandoval's like, Ariana has good taste in men.
Oh.
James sees babies in his future with Ali Bali. And she's like, I've never had that feeling. Do you think this is one of those taken out of context for the trailer purposes? Or do you think Ali's going to spring out? I'm like, I don't think I want to have children. Or I don't want to have children with you.
I mean, wouldn't you be worried if she said that, especially since she's, like, into astrology and, like, she's very in tune with feelings, and she's like, really? I've never felt that. Like, damn!
Oh, yeah, it's not good advertisement for her.
No, I'm just, like, for him. Like, I would be, like, it's like a punch to, he's like, I see babies in our future, and she's like, really, I never have. Like, that's not good.
Oh, right, because she would have an accurate picture, perhaps.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I also feel like it's, like, natural for any girl to be, like, to dream, you know, of the future and, like, your wedding, your children. And it's just funny that Allie's like, no, I've never seen that.
I don't think, well, yeah, I don't think they'll last. I like them where they are right now. I don't think ultimately she'll stay with him. I think she will be the one to leave. I don't see them having kids. I don't know. I don't see it either.
I don't see it. I don't see it either. But what do you see with Sheena and Brock?
Again, I feel like that is editing and production teasing us, like, I think they're crying about something else. I think it's going to be like, and then Lala said, what if you don't see yourself with Brock anymore? And I had to think, I don't see it, you know, I think it's going to be that.
Or she's like reading a headline or something, and it's like, that's not what she, like, she's crying because that's what people think.
I don't think you could have that mentality and make that statement and stay together. Because then every day would be like, oh, I guess today's the day. Bye.
I don't know, but I predicted this like well before this season even started that this would be like the next season storyline.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think this is a little tricky trick of theirs.
Yep. We see you. You're very clever.
Yeah.
I'm failing. I'm trying to do Isla Fisher. I see you. I find you. Sandoval's yelling at Jax. You've been relentlessly talking shit about me, dude. And Jax's like, the whole world's talking about you. Shit about you.
I can't wait to have Jax back on our screens and see him mouthing the lines that he's supposed to be saying. Like, that was, like, one of my... I was telling Ronnie about that, because one of her friends has a bad habit of mouthing the words, like, before the line cut. Like, she's just very smart, so she knows everyone's lines, and she can't help but just, like, mouth it. But yeah. I was like, Ronnie, watch this. And I found some Jack scenes where he did it.
You did?
Yes, and we were laughing. It's just, it's so funny.
Classic. You should make a little, you need to make a reel of that.
Ronnie's acting class. Learn how to not act like Jax.
Yeah. Oh, if you could pull like some clips together, shit, that would go viral.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Sandoval says something to Ariana at the beach scene. She's like, do not speak to me. You were speaking to me. You did it first.
Okay, wait. I had a question in here. So they're kind of like all sitting around. Like, I don't know what they're doing because it went so fast. But someone screams like, ah! And then there's like...
The sparklers.
And then is like someone choking or is there fire? Like, what's happening?
It's like the little sparklers thing. Like at Sir, that... thing that shot us and almost knocked an eye out.
Yeah.
For your birthdays.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I'm excited to see that. And then, like, I love the visuals that we had of, like, the boat that they're on being, like, rocky. You know, it's like, whoo, whoo, whoo. And then the rocky waters. And then we go to the beach scene. It's giving conflict. And I love it.
I would have got so seasick on that boat.
Oh, I like just watching it. I was just like, oh my God.
So Joe comes over and Schwartz is like, she's just coming over to make peace, Katie. She's like, I don't want peace.
She straight up goes, Joe, you're a fucking liar. and then she says back to her, let him go.
Yeah. Like she did. She's the one that initiated and asked for the divorce, you idiot.
Yeah.
Just let him go. That's so condescending too.
It is. Just let him go.
It's probably a good line to use if you're ever in that kind of situation. Like, you can't let him go, can you? Like, that would irritate anybody. Just like, ooh,
and then stupid Schwartz is like, she was just coming by to say, to like talk to you. Like, shut up.
Make the peace. I don't want peace.
She just came over to make peace. Then we have producer Jerry making his debut as Ariana zips across the party to go complain.
He's like, Sandoval's like, Ariana!
And of course, she's like slaying in her dress. And he's like, it's again, like, I guess like now I have to circle back on like the filming and editing of the show. Like there are some beautiful moments in this that are just, it's just like poetic. It's like poetic. It just is.
Yeah. And you can just hear what like she's saying to Jerry. Like, our agreement was you would not force this situation and I will leave. Like she is schooling Jeremiah.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, he's like,
ooh.
Yeah.
She's the new Stassi. Like, she's the boss of him.
Jerry's like, Ariana, can you like chill out a little bit? I'm feeling a little nauseous from my medication.
What medication would that be?
Oh my God.
Okay, then there's a scene of Sandoval telling Sheena, okay, Lala, I can't. Schwartz, and Jeremiah, Ariana talks shit about all of you.
See,
okay,
now
that makes it right then. Now what you did is excused.
I feel like that would probably be the hardest part to, like, stay mature with, because if Chad and I had, like, a split up like that and it split up our friends, I would 100% want to run my mouth and be like, oh, really? Because this is what Chad said. You know, like, it would be hard to not, like, tell those secrets that you had exposed with each other. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're, yeah, in a bitter war of the roses kind of thing.
And then the ending scene, which, like, just, I don't even know if I can, like, give commentary on this because I'm spiraling. What is happening here in this scene? Like, please help me.
Well, first, Sheena is saying, no, because of you. Because of you. Oh, wait, did we miss in the episode when she goes to meet the girls at that rooftop bar or whatever? And she did the classic, she's like, hello. She always says it the same way. Hello. I can't even do it. But here she's like, I can't stop. I can't stop thinking if I can't do Sheena. Thinking of Brock and Lala. And, well, you know, you did that to me. And then the real finale of, what do I mean to you? You mean a lot, Sheena. Why? Because we're filming or because you actually do?
But the chemistry between them in that scene, like narcissist to narcissist, was like, I don't even know if I was reading into that, I could make that into something else. If I'm not reading into it, it's just wild. Like the whole, I can't believe that like we're arcing this season on Sheena and Sandoval. I don't know that this is what we all wanted.
It's not the confrontation you wanted?
No.
What did you want? Ariana and Sandoval? Boring. Who wants that? I want some more Lala and Sandoval. That was really satisfying.
Actually, at this point, I'm like, I want Katie. Just Katie. Like, just point her in someone's direction and she'll just fire.
Yeah.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So, and of course, Sheena's in her gold dress because she performed Good as Gold for Kyle Chan at his gold whiskey party.
Oh, that was the other thing. There was, what is the thing called, like, in Hollywood where you go, action? What is that thing called?
Like the slate? Or the take two.
It's all...
the easel.
It's all Kyle Chan. Like, and you could see Sheena in her dress. It's all, and that was in there. I was like, oh. Yeah. We're getting Hollywood with it. Okay, but overall, after I watched the trailer, I texted Sarah and I was like, holy shit. Like, I was endorphins hit me. Okay. I was amped. I was like, okay, we're on episode 7 now. It's been like a slow start. Like it's been okay. They've given us some stuff, but like this looks, I'm excited for some of these things to happen.
Yeah. It's got to amp up. I mean, up to this point, Ariana and Sandoval have been kept very separate in different scenes. And now we're going to start merging those two worlds.
Yes. It's like that. That's good. About time.
Yeah. Okay, so the Valley. So I have seen the whole thing. Have you watched it yet?
No.
Okay, but we are just going off the Valley trailer and the first look that they put out right now. I am excited to watch it. I am bored with some of the characters, and I'm a little surprised at some of the ones that I didn't think I would be into, I am into. But it's very clear, it's pretty much hinging on Jax and Kristen.
Yes.
And then I would probably say Brittany. And then I would probably say Janet. And then Zach.
Yes.
And then no one else matters. There might be a little Michelle. We see that fight with Michelle and Kristen in the hallway, and she's like, "You ruined my marriage." And Kristen's like, "He said he wanted to divorce you. I give it 2 years or whatever." So that could be a little thing. But Michelle, I got to tell you, like, I mean, we've seen her in person. I've seen two trailers now. I'm bored. She doesn't do it for me. She seems very, she's at that Katie energy when Katie's like Debbie Downer energy. I don't think I've ever seen her smile. She's just like, wah, wah, wah. And then like Nia is just, it's like Christina Kelly. It's like, she's fine. Is she great TV? No. Her husband may be a little bit more of a hot mess, so maybe he can balance that. But I'm bored so far with some of them. Janet seems fun. Like she's going to get dirty, and I'm
Yeah.
here for
Well,
it.
Janet seems like she's going to let it all hang out, which is what you have to do to bring us in and to let us get to know you, especially separate from, I feel like with Janet in particular, we know her story so well because she's told it everywhere. Like, as a Vanderpump Rules fan, if you listen to, the content that is around that, she's very much a part of that story. So we know her, and I feel like,
And we know her as well. I have a duck named after her from like 20. When did I move? 2018. I had like Janet the duck.
Yeah.
But her confessionals are funny too. Like they're witty confessionals, so I appreciate that.
Well, and I just like I love a good like fight, like where someone will go in and just straight up fight with their husband and stuff. That's fun.
And we do know that her and Kristen battle, and that currently, because they don't follow each other anymore. In fact, we've talked to both of them about this a little bit. We knew this months ago because Kristen was posting something, and we were speculating on who she was talking about, and we were wrong. And we found out it was Janet that she's beefing with. So, much like the Kristen Lala beef, there's a Kristen Janet beef that we're going to see. And so I'm looking forward to it.
I also think that we are, that if this is a hit, there's something very magical about a season one of a show. We have, the pros, Jax, Brittany, Kristen, who have been on reality TV before, but these other people that haven't, there's something so magical about that, of them not knowing what they look like on camera or how they're coming across, or they think like they're gonna play the audience in one way and it goes the opposite. There's a lot of fun we can have with this show. So, I think it's gonna be good.
So, while I said I felt like a lot of the females are so far giving me boring energy, like I'm bored, their husbands are not boring. Their husbands are way more charismatic, but I want to preface that by saying it's like douchey charisma.
Yeah,
So
which.
it's not like you're rooting for them charisma. It's like you have charisma and you have like you're more entertaining, but you're douchey. Except for Leo and Luke, they have like the voice of reason energy.
I feel like Kristen's boobs are gonna be like have their own, like someone should start an Instagram for them now. Like I like just in this trailer and like it's all I'm staring at. and what else did I notice? There's a lot of fun things happening here. What do you think about Jax, really going through it with having a hard time balancing marriage, children, business, his bar? Like, are
I
you
don't think he is. I think Brittany's balancing that.
Yeah. And then what did you think about the part where is it Jasmine? Is that her name? Where she said that someone sent someone to spy on them. Who do you think could have sent spies?
And who are they spying on?
Yeah. My first guess was like, oh, it's Kristen. She's up to something.
Kristen or Janet? It's one of the
Yeah.
two.
Yes.
Probably Kristen.
Yeah. Which I mean, I love that. I love that she knows that the audience loves that about her.
I see her hands twiddling, her fingers
Oh,
intermingling.
just like I was telling Chad, like I didn't realize how much I missed Kristen walking. Like, just just when she, like, is making, even, like, when she's exiting a room mad or whatever, like, when someone tells her to leave or something, her walk should, like, literally have its own show.
It's a stomp, yeah.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. And it's like her posture. It's like she like gets a little like diagonal with it. Like there's something I can't put my finger on it, but it's like every time I'm like mesmerized by it. I'm just like,
it's a signature walk.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes, 100%.
Even on crutches, she still managed to do it. How about when Schwartz was outside of Jax's Studio City with Jax? They're hanging a sign, and he's like, "It's only a matter of time, boy, before you're gonna be divorced and living with me." Divorced and miserable, and it's like, oh, you put that energy out there, and look where we are.
That's why I can't, it's so calculated that, like, I can't help but think there's another show in the works, because they're pushing this so hard, and they're coupling it with these people. Like, I feel...
The single, oh, yeah, because Michelle is gonna maybe leave Jesse, and then... I don't know how Nia and Daniel, it sounds like Kristen keeps saying they're couple goals, so maybe they're fine. Yeah, so it could be Jesse and Jax and the Toms.
Yeah.
Ew.
I know. I do think it's interesting, though. Like, I wasn't sure, like, when everyone was like, please make a show about the kids. We want to see the Vander kids grow up, you know. I was like, I love kids, and I don't even know if I would want to watch that. But what I think is interesting about what they're doing with this show is it seems like they're showing, like, look, like, we kind of have everything that, like, on paper maybe you would want, like, a house, a husband, a baby, and, like, we're still, like, it's not working. So I think that's interesting. And especially when you have others in the cast that are wanting a baby, wanting to get there, and then seeing these other people complain about it and blow it up when it's something that they want so bad, that's really hard to watch. Like,
Yeah, or like even Janet, who it's like too late, and she's seeing all these people fight and how everything changes after they have a baby, and she's like, oh shit, what did we do?
It's very interesting, and I think that will be a unique way to look at the series.
Okay, so then they have this scene of Brittany crying, and she's like, I can't even show any emotion. And he's like, no, you can't. And then she reveals to Janet that she doesn't think Jax is attracted to her and that they don't have sex. Yeesh.
So. That just, I don't like that this storyline, even if it's true or whatever. I just think it's so damaging. Like, Brittany is beautiful. Like, they've done this with her before, where, like, we have to act like she's not good enough for Jax or something. And it's like, that just kills me. It really does. Ugh, yeah. I don't like that.
And then he, like, gaslights her in front of all of their friends, and she's like, you're trying to make me look like a bad person in front of my friends. Fuck you. Like, and then there's the rotten hell, Brittany, we remember.
And then it seems like Jax is trying to be like, there she goes drinking again. See what happens?
Oh, is that what he said? I missed that.
I don't think he said that, but he's like, she has a fucking problem. And they're talking about alcohol. You know, so I'm just like, I'm thinking that's what it is. I think she, you know, starts having fun, and then he gets jealous and calls her out, and it's this big fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we start to see that marriage unravel. And then we have Kristen unraveling, saying she's the only one that's ever has to be held accountable. And that if this is the shit she has to do, she'd rather just be on Vanderpump Rules. And I'm like, and I agree. I'd like you on Vanderpump Rules as well.
For that part of the trailer, I had to stop, rewind, turn captions on so I could hear. Like, I heard that she said Vanderpump Rules, but they had the music being like, dun, 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 dun. Like, it was, the editing was really rough right there for me. I don't know. Again, I was tired at that point, so I was, like, very annoyed. But I was like, what the hell is she saying? Then I got it.
Yeah. So, apparently, Jesse said on camera that he's going to divorce Michelle, but then there's Michelle wanting to, Jesse, like, telling the guys that Michelle brought it up. I don't know. So I guess we'll see. But they're still together. Spoiler alert, we just saw them together, so Jesse and Michelle are still together. They didn't seem real affectionate, though. Like, Jesse was always standing and off by Jax, and Michelle was, like, sandwiched between Brittany and Kristen on the couch, like, all, like, and they never moved.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks really good. I'm excited for the show. I mentioned on our last podcast that the after show kind of bugged me, so I'm going to stay away from that content and just, I can't wait for the show.
Yep, and we should have that ready to post because we should record that before Tuesday.
Oh, for sure.
So we can post it while we're at the party.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening to the second pod of the day, you guys. And
we'll be back. Like
your Patreon with Ronnie was a hit.
I know. I she was just saying, she's like, Mom, you haven't read me that. I have not read her. Like, I read her one of the comments, but so many emails and comments have come in. She's like so excited. And again, like, I wish that I would have like done an episode by myself and had everyone be like, wow, Holly, you were so great. But it's like, I always need a host with me. But yeah, that was fun. So we will absolutely do more. And yeah.
Is Daisy next?
Daisy was going to do it, and then she got shy. So she was like, I don't want everyone to hear me. So she's not ready yet. She's not ready to come out yet.
All right.
But she's always there. Just know she's always sitting right there.
Well, we'll be back with you guys soon.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, bye.
Bye.